Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. I have the fantastic Linda Penny back for part two of our second show. I was so intrigued by everything we discussed in our first show last week, I had to have her back to discuss her other talents and how we can deal with food allergies and biochemical digestion. A lot of people are tired. They have trouble sleeping. They feel mentally sluggish or bloated after eating. Some people have constipation or diarrhea. Everyone has heartburn with all the commercials on TV, or they're fatigued and they have headaches. Some people have eczema, poor sleep, weakened immune system, excessive weight gain, poor concentration. All these symptoms could be due to a myriad of reasons, parasites, bacteria, low-grade viruses, that many are unaware of, but it's an indication that you could be deficient in certain minerals or supplements or eating the wrong foods. So how can you find out? She's doing a food sensitivity class in Marina Del Rey Saturday, July 20th, and let's talk about it. She has a lot to share on this, so it's absolutely wonderful. Let me get her on the line here. Hello, Linda, are you there?
I am, Gary. Hello, and nice to speak to you again. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. There was just such great information, and I know you have the upcoming class, so I wanted to make sure people know about it, because a lot of what's going on with the health of the average American is generally not good in any of the conditions that I just mentioned. Millions of people suffer from these conditions and symptoms and syndromes. Just by turning on the TV at any random moment, you see 25 different pharmaceuticals and over-the-counter drugs for every symptom known to man. And I always have to laugh when I see them. Not that people have the symptom, but this may cause cancer, heart attack, stroke, and who would trade flatulence or burping or frequent urination for cancer or stroke? So I find it's amusing when they do the disclaimers. But it also is very serious how many people have all these physical health problems. So would you like to elaborate on what you've discovered?
Well, I think that nearly everybody has some kind of problem these days with food, because food is so difficult to find. Good food is very difficult to find. And
yes,
we have a stressful life. We have a very poor air quality and water quality. And our bodies are having a difficult time handling the majority of food that we eat. And we have sensitivities to our different food. But funnily enough, often allergies, for instance, and also sensitivities can start when you're a baby. They can actually start before you're born, depending on how your mom ate and whether she was particularly stressed. Pregnant women are under emotional strain sometimes, and if their diets are not particularly good, or their structural problems, or they have a lot of stress, if they smoke, if they take alcohol or any kind of restriction drugs, that all has a very deleterious effect on the baby and its immune system. So basically, looking at allergies, mostly occur to people who have a lowered immune system. Or it could be the other way around. Because you are sensitive to these particular foods, it's because your immune system is not working at its optimum.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that I look at is how someone's immune system is working. And the other thing that we need to look at is what's causing it, because there's a number of reasons that could be causing you to be sensitive to wheat or sensitive to dairy. It may be that you don't have the enzymes necessary to break that food down and metabolize it. It may be because your posture is incorrect, and therefore there's pressure on your organs that are not allowing you to digest properly. There's a lot of different reasons. So when I do this food sensitivity testing, we don't just pick up foods and test whether they're good or bad. We look at the person, the whole person, to see what could be causing it. And oftentimes, funnily enough, Gary, it comes down to not knowing how to eat properly anymore. We've kind of lost the art of eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we eat on the run. We don't have the right attitude towards food. So, you know, in Europe, for instance, you know, in Spain and in Italy, they have a very long lunch, can go on for 3 hours, and they have a little nap afterwards. And then they get on with their day. But we tend to grab something and eat it in the car or eat it on the run. So the idea really is learn to eat properly. One of the things that's very good is to learn to eat properly and learn to enjoy your food and make it more of a little ritual, so that you can rediscover delights of food and all the combinations that you thought you didn't like. You can get used to them. And also, as adults, we are now able to understand what's good for us. So we need to learn to really enjoy the foods that are good for us and not the ones that we know make us feel bad.
Yes, and America has such a large fast food industry, people just don't realize they're picking up tons of carbohydrates, which even white flour, white bread turns into sugar, you know, through glycogen and everything when it's digested. So we're stressing our pancreas, liver, and all our organs just by these high starchy foods that everyone seems to eat on the run. They think that's a complete meal.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that, you know, meal times should be occasions when people meet, you know, where they sit and engage in interesting conversation, maybe have some beautiful, relaxing background music on and make it a time for relaxation. Because when the body is relaxed, then you can digest better. You know, eating in a nice, peaceful environment, in a peaceful mood, really affects your digestion a lot. You know, an attractively set table, you know, nice people, pleasant conversation, like I said, you know, it can bring the best out in the food, funnily enough. And then the other thing that's important, I mean, these are basics, is chewing food. You know, we don't chew food. We're too rushing. I'm one of those people as well. I tend to not chew my food enough. I have to consciously remember to calm down and chew my food so that I can, you know, get the parotid gland working, which is where the saliva comes from, so that I can get my food to digest properly.
Yes, there was an interesting article today in the paper of a young gentleman was rushed to the hospital because he had all this pressure in his chest, and they found a 5-inch unchewed hot dog horizontal in his esophagus, and they had to knock him out, surgically remove the hot dog. It's laughable, but I mean, that's the panic that people are in these days, and... He had to swallow that whole to have a 5-inch hot dog, unless it was a 9-inch, and he chewed like 3 inches of it, and it's just absolutely amazing, you know.
Yeah. Well, the digestive system in general is, you know, developed when you're a baby, and you know, we give a lot of babies cow's milk. They're not breastfed as much as they could be or would probably be. In the day sort of thing, you know, that's very hard for them to digest. And then we give them cereal, and that's really hard for them to digest. So even as a very small child, you don't notice it until many, many years later when you say, this is ridiculous. Why have I got a problem with dairy? I've been eating dairy all my life. Well, finally, the body said, I can't handle this anymore. This has been going on since birth. This has been going on because your digestive system didn't develop properly, the enzymes didn't develop properly, and we're just not able to cope anymore. And the other reason is often to do with the rotation diet. You know, the ideal is to have a rotation diet because we've got all these enzymes in us. And so, you know, the one over here that you use every day for your pizza or your pasta or your croissant or your coffee or whatever it happens to be is exhausted because it has to be used every day. And there's this little plum on the left-hand side going, ha, 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 they never use me. I've got loads of enzymes here, you know, and the date over there and the fig that's over there and, you know, the orange that's over there, they're not getting used. So a rotation diet is really healthy because you get to use all your enzymes and you get to use different types of food. And that's what's really important as well. So in the class that I'm doing, it's not just looking at, like I said, it's not just looking at, you know, I can't eat dairy, what do I do? Taking out of your diet is one thing, but let's find out why you can't particularly eat dairy. Right. And everybody's biochemically individual, so it could be a different reason for A, a different reason for B, a different reason for C.
And because I also want the listeners to know that dairy, whether you have Monsanto's bovine growth hormone, which leads to pus in the milk, which is legally acceptable to sell in the modern age here. So a lot of people think milk is milk, but all our food has been so adulterated, whether it's wheat from genetically modified organisms, soy. I mean, the list goes on and on. So people may think, why am I allergic to wheat or dairy? But they don't realize there's an unnatural organism in that to do a specific job for the animal that we are getting secondary when we eat it. So a lot of people may not be allergic to raw milk, but commercially pasteurized milk with GMOs or bovine growth hormone in it is what they're really allergic to, not necessarily milk, but everything they put in it.
Exactly, and that's why there's a lot of hypoglycemia, and there's a lot of diabetes, and there's a lot of these diseases that have come from the fact that we're not eating proper food. We're not eating food that was designed by nature. We're eating food that was designed by man, and it's mostly chemical. So our bodies are not geared for that. You know, not at this point. We may have to develop, you know, over time, nature has a way of coping with things. So right now, we're not designed to take all these chemicals on board. But the good news is, if you understand how to test for your food, and you know you about what you can handle and what's good for you, and you have the right supplements, and you have the right information, then you can enjoy your food. There's no reason why you can't. Otherwise, you're going to end up very fearful, and that's another aspect of this whole class. Or idea of food testing is that we have to take away the emotional component, because there's a lot of fear. And some people I've worked on before, you know, have come to me as clients, and I've said, you know, I'm really sorry, but the thing that's causing your problem is the fact that you're eating wheat, and you need to cut wheat out. You know, really would be an idea if you to cut wheat out of your diet. And they go, oh, I couldn't possibly do that. I can't imagine giving up all my wheat. You know, it becomes an emotional attachment to it.
Right, exactly. So
you have to look at that aspect as well, and there's quite a lot of emotional component to food. Food's very emotional, especially when you're brought up as a child. It can be reward. It can be reward for love. Like if you do really good, you get a packet of M&Ms or something.
Yes, or a donut or something. Absolutely. So in the class, you'll be covering these kind of subjects as well. Just so our listeners know, we'll be delving into muscle testing for various foods that are positive or negative for us.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to find out. I'm actually going to ask the people that are coming to bring a few of the, just not a lot, but a few of the main foods that they eat a lot of. So your favorite foods you really crave and that you really like. Just bring a small amount of each one, and then we can test that again. And then I have lots of test vials that we can use to test for other foods, and I will have a variety of foods and a variety of supplements, so we can look at you know, the large intestine, the small intestine, the liver, we can just look at all the organs and see what's going on. Where is this sensitivity affecting you? Let's have a look. Okay, so let's use wheat because it's a common one. So we look at the wheat, we find out where you know that we find out that a person can't cope with wheat, they can't handle the wheat, they haven't got the right enzymes or whatever to break it down. It's just it's not suiting them, and it's causing all kinds of problems. So I want to find out where in the body is that problem. So it may not be in the stomach. It might just be in the large intestine, in which case they'll probably have bowel problems. So you can then realize that, oh, the reason I have these bowel problems is because of this particular food stuff. So if I take this food stuff out of my diet, then I'm going to have better evacuation, and I'm going to feel better and cleaner and more healthy. So there's like a little map. Everything's connected.
Yes. And the great thing is that you test people so quickly, so it's not that you need endless sessions. Just coming for that afternoon, they're going to have a much clearer picture about the positive things, the proactive things they can do to better their body's health, organ by organ, and also the food that is or isn't good for them. So they'll really get a guide, so to speak, to guide them to better health and better digestion as well.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of doing this is to help people, because I know how easy it is for me to go to a store and go to the grocery store and pick out certain foods, and I can test immediately, is this going to be okay for me? This one's not. Oh, this one will. Oh, this is good. This one's not so good for me, not for anybody else. I'd love to be able to help other people to do that, because otherwise, how do you do it? How do you walk into a store and know? How do you know which of all the apples there, which is the best apple for you to have?
Right, exactly. You know?
Even if it's organic, you still need to know which one is the best one for you, the most ideal for you, the most benefit to your health. And again, with the supplements, you know, that's important as well, because how many times have we stood in a health shop and looked at all these supplements, and it's like, okay, I need to check enzymes. Which one do I get?
Right, exactly. And there's 25 brands on top of that of digestive enzymes, too. So finding the right brand that resonates with your body rather than just getting something that won't help you, and yet and vitamins have tripled in cost from what they used to be. So a good vitamin can be between $15 and $25 these days. So you don't want to waste money on something that will be ineffective either.
Exactly. So, it's just a good tool with the muscle testing, to have a good tool to show you how to do that for yourself. And it's slightly different from the class that we did a couple of weeks ago, because we're incorporating more, because it's more time. It's a day.
Yes.
So it's much more time to spend on each individual person to get their pattern, to get their recipe, remedy for that particular person, so they can go away with knowledge of, oh my God, I really understand now why I get headaches. I understand now why I'm always bloated. I understand now why my eyesight's going a bit funny, because it's, you know, may well have been related to certain foods they were eating. So I can work, you know, with I'm not having too many people, so that we can work with each individual and find out exactly what they need and show them how to leave here, you know, to leave the class knowing how to do it for themselves.
Right, and that's empowered, so they can muscle test themselves for whatever food.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is, I just love the proactiveness of your way of doing things through kinesiology, and it really empowers us on every single level and allows us to make our own decisions rather than running back and forth all the time. But the other thing is, you accomplish so much, even if it was a private session separate from class, you can really guide people to the best possible outcome by making proactive changes in their diet or in their life.
Yeah, I do treatments, you know, for everybody and everyone. You know, I have clients all the time, and I give them, you know, I give them a very good balance, and then oftentimes they'll bring me some of their food stuffs, or we'll check foods, or I'll find during the course of a balance that foods will come up, because there's a way I can find out, is this related to what you're eating? And if it is related to what you're eating, then I can find out what it is that you're eating that isn't agreeing with you. And sometimes it's something you don't even suspect. It could even be something like beetroot, which you think is really good for you. But if you're having beetroot every single day, then your body's gone into overload.
Right, exactly.
So then you're having a quantity problem where you're having it too much. So then we go back, you know, to the good habits, to adopt good habits for healthy eating, and also to look at the differences between sensitivities and allergies, because they're very different. You know, a sensitivity or a sensitive intolerance is very different to an allergy. An allergic reaction is something that happens virtually immediately. It's almost like you're giving your body poison. It can't handle it. You're going to throw it up.
Like,
but a sensitivity, as I said before, you know, Gary, can go on for years. You didn't, and all of a sudden you go, I can't eat almonds. My gosh, why can't I eat almonds? I've been eating them for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out that the particular brand of almond that you're eating is not a particularly good one.
Right, exactly. Well, I always try to eat organic as much as possible, because the trace amounts of pesticides or artificial fertilizers, so sometimes I find it doesn't necessarily isn't the food, but it's something the food was grown in. And when you look at the fluoridated water in Los Angeles, and I'm sure the irrigation is fluoridated as well, we're getting hidden toxins in the food just from the way it's grown, packaged, or manufactured. So sometimes here we think we're doing good, but then there's something insidious that we're not even aware of, like a petrochemical fertilizer that helped it grow. Or, you know, even mold or parasites or bacteria as well. Would you like to speak about that, how the food is grown and how that has an effect on us when you test people for, say, they're eating organic almonds, where you mentioned almonds, but still there's an allergy to it. Could it be something in the packaging or some other external thing, like, say, it was grown next to a freeway, and it may be organic, but it would have X amount of lead in it because it was, you know, grown along the I-5 or something, where a lot of diesel trucks go by.
Yeah, that's a good possibility. But the other thing I came up with when I first, you know, a few years ago, especially when I came here, and there were so many people that have blood sugar problems. But I have heard the same thing in the UK, actually. There's a lot of problems everywhere with this diabetes and blood sugar. And I really, you know, I found out there's no chromium. There's no chromium in the soil. You know, how often do you see a field left to go fallow for it to regenerate? You know, there's no worms. You don't see any worms anymore. There's no life in the soil. We constantly harvest and harvest and harvest, and we expect the soil to keep giving us all the nutrients, that it's impossible for it to. It has to rest. It needs a break. So, you know, it used to be farming, you leave a field to go fallow, and then you go back the following year, and then you use it, and it's had time to regenerate. So even with organic, even with any food, you don't get all the minerals that you need. And chromium is mineral that you really need for your blood sugar balancing. So often I find that people who have a blood sugar problem and who crave a lot of sugar, you know, sometimes it can be that they just don't have any chromium. So that they start taking chromium and the sugar craving goes.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's very fascinating. I know I've been studying health foods for a long time, since I was very young. And the United States government, I think in 1933, said that inositol and selenium was void in American farming soil. And we're talking 1933. That's, you know, 80 years ago, they declared the soil incomplete. So, and that's before all the chemicals were added. And so
that's why
just,
I really find that I suggest to most people that they take minerals, liquid minerals, because we're lacking minerals. They're just not in the soil. And even though you can have, you know, good organic food, it still doesn't have any, you know, very rarely is the soil, you know, full of minerals.
Yes, absolutely, which would translate to the food as well.
Yeah, and there's another supplement that I've been using for food and for people that have sensitivities as well and for blood sugar problems, which is humic and fulvic acid. And that's particularly good. It's really good for the immune system, and it's full of minerals. It's from
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Humic and fulvic acid.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. So that's another product that I sometimes test on people. So we have all these, you know, I have all these facilities. I have all the test kits. And we have a really good time, actually. People seem to enjoy this kind of either the class or the treatments because they get to really find out what's the, you know, the best way for them to function with their food and the best way to eat and not to waste their time eating stuff that's not going to make them feel good.
Yes, absolutely. And also the long-term effects, because people don't realize, you know, people think I'm a nut by eating organic. I said, when you add the cost of chemotherapy 5 or 10 years because you've been taking cancer-causing ingredients, which is petrochemical fertilizers or pesticides in that piece of fruit, it ends up being much more expensive than spending an extra 50 cents a pound or whatever on something that's organic. So I find I tell people just minimize your exposure to these toxins, to these GMOs, so that your body will thank you for it eventually. And a lot of people, I think, who get dis-ease in America, it's from the long-term exposure to something that they don't even realize is in the food that they eat.
Exactly. But it's not just here, unfortunately. It's, you know, in a lot of places now. And we are bombarded with chemicals in every aspect of our life, really. So it's more, even more important to keep your immune system, you know, very, very healthy and to start really respecting your body. I mean, if you respect your body and, you know, it's a wonderful vehicle that we have that gets us around. And if it was a car, you'd pay a lot of money for a car, you wouldn't put crap in it. You know, you put the best gasoline you can find. If you bought a really a really fantastic car, it would be your pride and joy. You'd wash it and clean it and keep it in a garage and have it oil changed regularly, etc. But you need to look at your body as even more important than a car. This car, this body, is taking you for possibly 80, 90, 100 years. So,
exactly.
You know, after it, if you wash it regularly and you feed it well, and you don't want to put rubbish in it. You want to put good food inside it, and you want to exercise it, and you want to laugh a lot and keep it happy and keep it cheerful. And, you know, it'll pay you back with, you know, just amazing things. I've found out recently that 70% of Americans run pharmaceutical drugs. 70%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite high. It's quite high. I called somebody for an insurance program that I was involved in, and they said, well, what kind of medication are you on? And I said, nothing. No, they said, sir, you don't understand me. What medication are you on? I said, nothing. He said, sir, are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me? And he said, you are the first human being that I've ever spoken to on the phone that is not on multiple medications. I said, well, healthily and good food, you don't need drugs.
Yeah, the thing is, I can totally believe that, because actually, when I first came here, I sort of thought I was supposed to get some kind of insurance. I didn't in the end, and I remember someone asked, you know, who's your doctor? I said, I don't have a doctor. What do you mean you don't have a doctor? I said, I don't know. I never go to a doctor. Said, well, you don't have a doctor? You can't possibly be. You must have misunderstood me. I said, no, I don't have a doctor.
You know, and then I look at people, if I'm in CVS buying a toiletry or something, there's lines at the pharmacies, and it's actually quite scary. America is getting that dependent on pharmaceuticals just to survive. And when you look at the cost,
the size of the pharmacy, they're huge, these CVS buildings. They're enormous.
I know. Now there's Walgreens on every corner.
They're bigger than the health shops.
I know, it's amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah,
amazing.
Anyway, the good thing is that we can take control, and we stand in our power, and we can take control of our lives, and we can make the choices to eat better. We can choose the right foods for us. We've all got different metabolisms, and we can find out exactly what's right for us, eat those foods, and know that we're going to be well. There's absolutely no reason why we can't test, you know, what percentage of my food should be raw, what percentage should be cooked, is it suitable for me to eat meat, is it suitable for me not to eat meat? You know, there's not one diet for everybody.
Right, exactly. So you can actually, in the class or whenever, you can test for that, because me being a health food nut, sometimes I don't know if I should eat more raw, and I became a vegetarian after doing kind of the paleo diet with lots of raw milk and meat for a few years, and I feel much better being vegetarian. But there's even for us that are interested in nutrition and organic food, there's still choices we need to make to have our bodies function at the optimum. So that's what I love about it. Even if we're aware of all this, we still need to make the correct choices and the balance of different foods so our body resonates with everything.
Yeah, and it can change. You know, it can change. After 5 years, your body may say, actually, you know what, I need more protein now.
Right,
depending.
Exactly.
Age and depending what, you know, what part of your life it is and how busy you are, you're going to need different nutrients. So your body can tell you. It's like, okay, you know what? We need this now. We don't need that anymore. We need some of this. And then a year later, oh, we don't need that. We need this now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Great.
Find out what it needs as it changes, because it's evolving all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And especially as we age, you know, with osteoporosis and other things that are just age-related. But I did one of those Russian computer tests. It's kind of like the CQXI. There's a new one out there. And she said I actually was the healthiest person she had ever done on it. She said, whatever you're doing, it's really good because all your scores are just flying high. And I said, well, you know, eating organic for a decade really does pay off. Your body is actually younger inside by making better choices. And the great thing about this, that we can even make better choices through the muscle testing and getting the exact things we need rather than getting in a rut eating the same things over and over, even if they are organic.
Yeah, exactly. Because then you get to, you know, you have a variety of foods in your life, and you need a variety, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You need a variety of everything in your life in general, not just in your food.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to cover all this on the class. I hope some people will enjoy it. I'm sure they will, whoever decides to come. It's on Saturday, the 20th of July from 10 till 4. It'll be a really interesting fun day. So if anyone wants to come, then I'm sure you'll give them my details to come along. I know you're going to, aren't you?
I'll give them your email and website so they can contact you, and I'll put that on our live link here just so people will be able to contact you about the class, and I will definitely be there. I'm very excited about this, and I just want to let our listeners know that Linda is absolutely brilliant. She covers more ground in a short amount of time that's such a benefit to everyone you work with or come in contact with, and I can honestly say I view your brain as a Cray computer. It's just absolutely quick how you get to the source of things, whereas other people say, oh, come back for 20 nutritional visits and maybe we'll make a dent in what you need. You just right on the spot, zip, bam, boom, bang, you know, because you know how to read the body, and through kinesiology, it just speeds up the process unbelievably fast.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It does, you know, because we can get to, we speak to the innate intelligence of the body. We don't speak to your brain. We want to know. And the body will just tell you what it wants. It's so easy once you know how.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So
it's great.
Good.
Well, our time is waning fast here, so we've covered a lot, and I hope we inspire people to come to the class. And if you cannot make the class, Linda's available for private sessions as well, so you can get a lot done with a private session as well. I'll have her contact information on our link here to the Blog Talk Show here on nutrition. And thank you very much. We just have a few seconds left, Penny. So, Linda, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate your information on our link here in the next few minutes on Facebook and social network, and urge people to check you out.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you. I think I'm seeing you tomorrow, so I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes, I will see you there, and I'll definitely be at your workshop and promote it for you because you're fantastic, and I urge our listeners to check you out.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Gary.
Oh, My pleasure, totally. Thank you. And this is Gary Stewart on Conscious Connection. Till next time, namaste. Bye-bye, Linda.